Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good to be with all of you. Out of curiosity, I was just thinking on the way over here that I've been here about 5.5 years, and I remember that my first couple of years that many of you were still working in the basement across the street. Out of curiosity, how many of you in this room worked in that center over there? A lot of you. There were quite a few in the valley yesterday when I went out for roll call. I was just thinking how much things have changed for so many of you in the sense of at least bringing you up into the sunlight anyway and into the newer facility. But it also reminded me that in good times and in bad, that how critical that all of you are in this assignment to what it is that we do in the police department. The captain used the term lifeline. Well, in many respects, you are. You are that connection between the community and the department. In good times and in bad, whether they're calling for a piece of information or in the midst of crises, you're expected to be all things to all people all the time. Extraordinarily difficult to do. So when the captain talks about, after her assignment here, her appreciation for all that you do, I think that's a very good example of something we need to do a better job of, is not just this one day a year or this week a year, expressing appreciation, but doing a better job, not only in the department, but with the public, helping them to understand how good it is that you are. And you know how good you are, you know how important what your work is, you know how important it is to our overall success. Something that we celebrate in this city, despite having so few police, is how actually quickly we get to so many calls and how we get to those calls with information that helps us to handle those calls. That would not be happening without you. Taking the calls, trying to decipher what people in times of great stress and emergency are saying, language difficulties, trying all the time, not to those of you that work the dispatch and the call intake side of it, to maintain your cool while trying to enter information into the system, verify the information. It's an extraordinarily stressful job. I don't have to tell you, you're the ones that do it day in and day out. And you do it so well. So well in the sense that I get it from several perspectives. One, the number of complaints within the department that are made against you, and number of complaints from citizens that are made against you. And in a system that handles millions of inquiries and citizen contacts every year, the percentage of those complaints is really minimal. There's over 600 of you that work in this environment. And in the course of a year, with those millions of interactions, with all that stress, that you're able to perform in an exemplary way in which the public doesn't have cause to complain, and in which your supervisors and co-workers very seldom have cause to complain. And so as chief of the department, and I get to tell the story of this department, I say thank you. Because a lot of the story I tell about this department is the fact that we are doing such a good job in the face of great difficulty. This is a tough city to police. We try to police it with very few police officers and with very few civilians. Staffing situation on the civilian side of the house, we have 14% vacancy rate in the civilian side of the house. You have some impact here in terms of some of those vacancies. The rest of the city has about a 7% civilian impact. So what that means is we have to do more with less. Chief McDonald actually has a term that he uses, I think, that's very appropriate for this department. Too few who for too long have been asked to do too much with too little. That is the Los Angeles Police Department. We work with very little. But the good news is we are beginning to get more. These two 911 centers are a reflection of that. Two of the most modern centers in the country and centers that have allowed many of you to come out of extraordinarily substandard conditions and come into a facility in an environment which in this world, the world of communications and 911 response, really are best practices and state of the art. Not perfect, but nothing in life is. I'm also reminded during this week when we celebrate the work that you do about how that work seems to continually expand. more and more people calling for services. And this past year, we've also had the impact of the transition from the California Highway Patrol cell phones into the Senate, and how that was accomplished with a lot of pre-planning, a lot of hard work, but really went off without a major hitch, a major bump, if you will. And there was great concern that transitioning those calls would overwhelm us, or that we would basically have any number of issues that might arise as that transition occurred. It didn't. Why? Because of you. The way you approach your work, the pride that you take in it, the way you look. You're a great-looking group of people, by the way, that when we bring outsiders into our environment, one of the things that we're always very comfortable doing is, one, we have a first-class environment, we have first-class people. People who look good, people who are good, and people when we're always walking around with guests and interrupting you as you're trying to do your work, you're very professional to them. That they leave this place feeling this is a place that's professional and that they get it done, and it's staffed by first-class employees, and you are. And no amount of words that I could express to you can actually do justice to the work that you do and its critical importance to us. The uniformed services of the department tend to get most of the publicity, most of the attention. That's the nature of policing everywhere in the country. But you know, I know, and the cops know, and hopefully over time we'll be able to tell your story in a better way, that the public more fully appreciates just how essential the success of that mission is and how dependent it is upon you and the work that you do. So on behalf of the command staff of the department, I'm here to say today, and we should say it more, but this week is designated for this purpose, and today this department is designated for this purpose. Thank you. Thank you for a job well done. Thank you for the leadership team that Tim Riley, Scooby, Captain Ortega, people that are here, lieutenants that work with you, care about this department, care about this city, and as a result, work very hard to try to help us accomplish the job of protecting the city. We do it quite well. Those crime statistics I get to talk about don't just happen. They happen because our cops are in the right place at the right time. They happen because our cops get to those calls very quickly. They happen because the information you're giving to them, descriptions, methods of operation, license plate information, is very helpful to them as they try in the street to work out the puzzles that are being created in this room when citizens call in and give you bits and pieces of information, and you try and decipher and interpret that and get it out to them in a manner that they can use it. You do an excellent job. I'm very proud to be your chief and to tell your story, to be here today to say thank you.